We're back here on the High School Boys Basketball Preview Show. Of course, talking to our area coaches about the upcoming season. It'll get underway in early December, four games. Right now, we're going to stay here in the Rolling Valley Conference as we talk with head coach Joshua Cervini of the Peyton Sherdan Rockets. They come off a 6-15 a year season ago. Josh, your first year as the head coach there, and you saw a lot of progress with that team. So congrats again on last season. Appreciate you joining us here. I get the sense you're excited for the start of this second season.
Well, thank you for having me. And yes, I'm definitely excited to see, get things rolling and see how hard we're ready to go.
I mentioned the growth. I said six wins, but you saw the growth last year. I did anyway. What did you take away from last season?
I think a lot of it was just teaching them and learning as a team how to play harder as hard as you can and reacting to adversity, which at times we struggled with, but I mean, it's to continue something we have to continue to work on.
And you and I were chatting, a pretty decent summer for you guys. You attended some camps and stuff. Sounded like the guys played pretty well there early in the summer.
Yep, we went down to Grandview team camp in Des Moines. I think we went 2-3 there, won two games without Trayvon and Caden Stream. Then we went to one in Council Bluffs, and we went to one in Tecumseh, Nebraska, where we played three games in a day. And I mean, that was good for us. We needed to get some games in, get some success. I think we went 5-6 over the summer, so that's a start for us.
What did you see that you were happy with?
Just effort in general. Our defense, our closeouts this summer were a lot better. Our shot selection has been a lot better. For the most part, our positivity as a team was a lot better. I mean, we still had some moments where it was negative, but for the most part, it was positive.
Coach, and you mentioned that you played without Trayvon and Caden, so other guys having to step up and play some key roles, that's maybe not exactly the way you wanted it in the summer, but could be beneficial as well.
Well, the way I look at it, it gives other guys a chance to get some game experience, to learn how to play at a varsity level, because it's not easy going from 8th, 9th grade and all of a sudden you're playing varsity. So the more games we can play, the better.
And does that mean that you're going to have some young guys probably battling for playing experience this season?
We'll have a few sophomores. Yeah, Damon Rice, Patrick Walterman. They played a little bit last year when Caden got hurt. And we got a freshman coming up. His name is Shane Kylie, but he's got a broken ankle right now, so we're waiting for him to heal. But he could get some playing time this winter.
And you guys are dealing, I hate to bring it up, but dealing with some injuries heading into the season as we're talking here a couple of days before you were able to start practice. But you're happy with your numbers, and sounds like those guys will be back here fairly soon.
Trayvon broke his arm and football had surgery. I think he says he's going to miss three games. He thinks it'll be the second week of December. I've heard various reports, but I told him to take it easy and make sure he's completely healed before he came back. I don't want to risk him getting re-injuring it or anything.
Yep.
And then we have a junior guard who just transferred back. He moved out east last summer, Blaze Schilling, who fell and broke his faces. This fall at open gym, but he just got cleared this week, so it's good to have him back. And then we have Shane, who's got a broken ankle right now, so just waiting for him to get cleared.
So what will be the focus then Monday when you guys start practice to get everybody ready, because you're going to be without three guys that will probably see the floor quite a bit during the season, so that means some other guys going to be getting quite a bit of reps in practice.
It's going to be high intensity. The harder we go, the shorter we'll go, but we still have a lot of work to do. High intensity, working on their basic skills, working on some full court drills, which works in some conditioning and shooting. And we don't have a lot of time with Thanksgiving break. It's every boys team has that, but
yep.
We got to get them ready.
Yeah, it's tough.
A little bit at a time.
Yeah, it's tough. You guys pretty much get a little bit of practice, then you're right into the holiday break, and then you play a few games for a couple of weeks, and then you're back into another break, Coach, and I know that can be difficult. But with this team and the injuries that you guys are going to have early, kind of what do you feel like the strengths will be as the season gets underway?
Um, guards, for the most part, will be our strength. I think we could be a pretty good defensive team, especially when Trayvon comes back. But athleticism overall, we'll be more athletic than we were last year, quicker team. So, I mean, we'll just going to have to figure out a way to put that to use more than anything.
With that athleticism, is that going to change the style you guys played much?
We'll see. I came in last year thinking I was wanting to play man, but we weren't very good at it, so I had to adjust and play more zone than I like. But, I mean, technically I'd like to pick up full court man and keep people in front of us, so we'll just see how we adjust to that.
Do you feel like the guys have bought into that defensive mindset then?
I feel like for the most of them have. There's still one or two outliers who I don't think they haven't bought in. It's just tough for them to know how hard they actually have to go to play that style. But, yeah, I think for the most part, especially with our leaders bought into it, that really helps.
What are going to be the concerns for you guys this year?
Well, rebounding. We're not very big, and we weren't very good at it last year. Turnovers, live ball turnovers killed us quite a bit last year, and as always, defense. We got to be able to stop some people. We can't give up 98 points on the road at Woodbine or anything and have a chance to win.
No, that was a pretty special team they had, but I get exactly what you're saying there, Coach. For the rebounding aspect of it, who are the guys that maybe down in the post or even guards that you're going to hope that they can increase those numbers rebounding and help out there?
Well, Bryce Stevenson, he returns for his third varsity year, and he was our leading rebounder last year. And I expect more out of him, both rebounding and scoring. He didn't score quite as much as I was hoping for. Of course, when Trayvon comes back, Trayvon Keeley, he was our second leading rebounder. And, I mean, they were neck to neck, like 0.1% per game. So being as athletic as he is. And then Blaze Schilling, who just moved back, he's very athletic. I expect him to get in there and battle. He's a competitor.
You mentioned Trayvon with that athleticism. Does he have a ceiling?
His ceiling's unlimited depending on how hard he wants to work. I mean, I think that's with any sport for him. He's just so athletic. And he likes to compete, and he goes hard for the most part. I mean, he plays hard. I mean, he's willing to make the extra pass. I mean, he could probably average 20 and 10 this year if he wanted to, or he could probably average 25 if he wanted to. But I think we have a little better shooting team this year, so hopefully he gets in the lane and can kick it out to some open shooters.
Who will be the shooters for you?
Well, Caden Stream is back from injury, so he will help a lot. Blaze can shoot. Damon can shoot. Damon Rice, Trayvon. I told him this summer he needed to work on his mid-range, so he's really worked hard on that. Even our five-man, Patrick Walderman, can step out and shoot it a little bit.
Any young guys, minus the young man that's injured here early, got a chance? Any more other freshmen that could maybe see some time and help you out?
No, most of our freshmen will be on our JV this year because they just have to get the experience, the physicality down. Even Shane's a little small for varsity, but he can shoot it when he's open, so, and he's not afraid to compete.
Coach,
so, and when he comes back from injury, he'll start down on JV and have to work his way up.
Okay. You got a chance to see the Rolling Valley last year. You mentioned Woodbine here a little bit ago and the offensive power they had, and they're probably going to be really good. They're going to be playing for an eight-man championship coming up here this weekend. But, you've now seen the conference. What are you looking at with the Rolling Valley here in year two, and who do you think the favorites are to compete for it?
I would say top would probably be Coon Rapids. I mean, they return a loaded team. And then next, I mean, you have to put Woodbine up there until they show you otherwise. They'll be pretty stacked again, I think. Even their JV team last year was pretty loaded. Go from there. I think we have a chance to compete. I know a lot of teams lost some key players, but I'm sure they'll replace them.
Where do you think this team can finish? Can you guys get up there into that 3-4 spot?
I think we can. I personally go into every game believing we have a chance to win. I just got to get the players to believe that. I think we can go into any game looking to win, and I think we have a chance to get into that 3-4 spot if we compete every night.
And I know looking at the non-conference schedule, it's not easy as well. Tri-Center's been a good ball club. You got Mansa, Northwest Webster, Colonesco on there. I see West Bend Mallard and Ogden. So West Central Valley, Storm Lake, St. Mary. So the Rolling Valley is going to be tough, but you guys aren't ducking anybody in the non-conference as well.
Well, I mean, my AD asked me if we wanted to play so-and-so, and I usually tell her yes because, I mean, we need the experience against tough competition out of conference. I mean, we play – our conference is a lot tougher than I thought it would be last year. I'm not going to lie. It was a tough conference, very physical. So we need to get the better competition out of conference too to be able to learn to compete with those guys.
Is that going to be the biggest key for you guys this year, is that learning to compete?
Yeah, I mean, we just got to – we have to build on the competing from where we ended last year. I think midway through the season, we had a string of four or five straight wins, and then Caden Stream got hurt, and we kind of fell downhill after that. I mean, that's the type of adversity we had to fight through. I mean, this got to be next man up mentality, and sometimes those freshmen who are sophomore this year didn't step up, like, physical-wise, and they weren't ready to quite compete at that level.
Well, Coach, I get the sense they're going to be this year. I see you guys taking a nice jump this year, and I think you're going to have a fun ball club to watch. So I'm looking forward to watching this team play. I appreciate you joining me here today to take a look at the upcoming season. And, again, I appreciate you talking with us before you even had a chance to get these guys in the gym for practice.
Yeah, thank you. I appreciate you having me on.
You bet. Head Coach Josh Cervini again with the Peyton Chardin boys basketball team. We'll be back. We'll stay in the Rolling Valley Conference when we come back right here on 1380 AM, 95.1 FM, KCIM.